You have the power to write and code in your mind the reality you want to create in your life. And I think that is the work. Like, if I were to pick one thing that I really, really want to leave behind and people to understand, is that they have the ability to program their own minds every single day.
Welcome to the Confident Podcast. I am Lisa Targington, your host of this podcast. If you found yourself hitting play on this podcast, it means it was meant for you. My goal is to help empower and guide you to become a better version of yourself through conversation, advice, and tips that are real, vulnerable, and authentic. I am excited to have you join this journey with me. So let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another episode of the Confident Podcast. I am your host, Lisa Tarkington. And as always, I just love sitting here having conversations with amazing people and talking all the things about confidence, anything to really help us have a better life. And whenever I start out any of these podcasts, you know, you always get an update on my life and what's going on. And I think I shared a couple episodes ago, but if not, yes, I did. Now I remember I did. I shared that I started 75-day hard, me and my husband, along with some friends. And guys, I'm still doing it, still going strong. My morning start out with a hard workout, and my night ends with a walk or something outside, because you have to do two workouts a day. And I will tell you, I'm dedicated, because yesterday it was torrential downpour and me and the dogs went for a walk. And I just remember thinking in my head, I would never do this unless I was doing 75-day hard. But like I shared earlier in a lot of these podcasts, is my word of the year is discipline. And so this has been really, really great for me to really be disciplined in what I'm doing. And I will tell you the benefits on the other side are is that I've been really disciplined in the workplace too. One of the things that's really important for our team, we have some big goals that we want to achieve. So that's the update. And then other update is that we are in the top 25% of podcasts. So thank you to everybody who has been there for us and who have supported us and for listening in. I'm so, so glad and honored to be in the seat helping so many people gain confidence. And we love all the feedback that we always get. So today we are going to be talking about rewiring our brains for confidence. And oh, am I excited for today, not only for the topic, but because I get to bring a friend back on, and I'm going to like take us back to, I think it was 2016, 2018. I can't remember, but wow. It was, yeah, right? Like, and we were, so I met Avani at Salty Souls. So her and I met in South America. This is the first time I learned to surf. I shared with everybody just a couple weeks ago that in New Zealand, I went surfing again, and in New Zealand. And she was on episode 19, and we were babies. Okay, I did not think I was a baby then, but like now that I'm 33 going on 34, like I feel like a baby. And so you are a podcaster, you're an entrepreneur, you are all these amazing things. And so I just wanted to say, like, Avani, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lisa. It's so good to be back. I cannot believe, now that you're talking about timelines and time, like time is just so weird. Yeah, 2018 was when we met, about 6 years ago. And
yes,
it's just so great to be here talking to you again. I love all the podcast upgrades that you've made. It's just been an honor to watch from this side and see the transformation. And I'm so excited to be here and catch up a little.
Yes. Yes.
What my brain is thinking on these days.
Well, and like, before we get into that, like, let's backtrack. So episode 19 that you were on was about following your dreams and taking the leap. So that was August of 2018 when you were on the show. So yeah, so we met January of 2018. So, yeah. Okay. So give us a life update. How's life now from taking the leap and building your business?
Oh, this is a good one. I'm so excited to fill in the blanks. So it's funny. I think we launched our podcast around the same time in 2018. I stopped podcasting in 2020. So I had a podcast called The Six Figure Freelancer. I started it about 6 months into my entrepreneurial journey. I had started a freelance business in UX and design. And I stopped recording new episodes because I was like, I'm going to go all in. I'm going to grow an agency. We're going to make this thing super successful. And just what happens if I focus was my question, my experiment. So 2020, stopped doing everything else that was not all in on the agency. And we went all in the agency. And that was 2020. We had massive years, 2021, 2022. Like, the work that we had done brought in seven figures. And it was just so cool to start seeing that year after year. And then 2022 was like our biggest year ever, which is incredible.
Wow.
And this, by this time, I want to paint a picture. We had a team of like seven, eight, maybe nine people who were contributing to our clients. We had an agency model. We had a bunch of clients. Like, at any given point of time, we probably had between 8 and 10 clients in this 2 year period, 2021, 2022. And, we scaled the business. We put so many systems in place. We upgraded the team. We had people on salaries. It was big and it was amazing. And then 2023 happened, and I am going to like talk a little bit about that more probably in the questions you ask and the topic that we get into, but we had this massive shift. I had a personal shift, and some things happened in my life that caused me to want to look at work differently. And I was working a lot. I was really plugged in. My identity was my work. My identity was my business. And then around that time that this personal shift started to happen for me, key team members started leaving Matcha Design Labs, my agency. And they were like, hey, I'm going to go start a business of my own. Hey, I'm going to go work at this other place. And that was when the crumbling began. That was like this time last year, honestly.
Wow.
When things just started to fall apart. Yeah. And you'll hear me talk about this on social media, but like, it literally felt like I was in free fall. And after building this amazing business that sustained itself, I remember going on vacation for months and the business ran itself. Like, it was that strong,
amazing,
that solid. And then from that to just, I had to be all in. And I was like the one who's picking up the pieces wondering, what am I even doing? So that was, I'll leave you with that. And we'll probably pick up from
that's
there.
That's like a to be continued. I'm like, no, tell me more. Like, all the things. Because I like, it's so funny. I talk a lot on here about my transformations and things that I've had to change. And rewiring my brain has been like one of the key things. So let's go to that. And then we'll come mm-hmm. back, because you're going to mm-hmm. share all of these things because you got me wired in now. So, okay. So when you think about rewiring your brain, like, where did that come from you, from like wanting to do that? And like, why is it important for people to do that?
So in the background of all this that I just described, I started becoming really interested in the power of the mind. I've always been interested in it. I've read books since I was young about the subconscious mind and understanding how that is what drives our brain and what we do and the realities we create every single day. And the conscious mind is just like the tip of the iceberg. And this is a subconscious that drives how we operate. And so I've been reading and interested in this for a long time. Around 2019, I was like really, really interested in diving into it at a deeper level. One of the people I'd been following on Instagram, Liz White, had a certification on NLP, neuro-linguistic programming. The program is called Magnetic Coach. So I was like, I'm feeling pulled to do this. I don't know what's going to come of it. I didn't have plans to become a coach, but I had been doing some like business coaching in the agency world, the freelance world. So I was like, let's just try it out. Let's see what happens. So 2019, I got certified as an NLP coach. I got certified in a bunch of other modalities, which are tapping, time techniques, life and success coaching, and a bunch of different ways of rewiring the brain. So let's back up to NLP, because that's kind of the basis of it. Neuro-linguistic program, or NLP, is how we use our minds to consistently create the reality we want in our world. So what does that mean? When you show me your life, I can show you the exact thoughts that you are having on a repeated basis to create that life, to create those circumstances. Because anything that is existing in our outer reality had to first exist in our inner reality. Mm-hmm. So, simple example, you are currently in college and you're completing your dream degree and you're doing I don't even know, what do people get degrees in these days? You are completing a bachelor's in fine arts. That's what I did.
Okay.
Dream degree. You went to design school. You did that. And you feel so proud of yourself. You have this amazing portfolio. You're leaving college. In order to have that outcome, you had to have that first in your mind. You had to say, I want to go into design. I want to go do my BFA. I want to get really good at this. And so that has to first exist in your mind in order to then become a reality. And there's so many steps in between to make that happen. But that's just a very simple example of how our inner reality can create the outer reality. It has to first exist in your mind. It has to come from somewhere. Now, can you take this? My question to myself was, can I take this and apply it in other ways? And I started to do this with business. I started to think, okay, wait, what if I had 100K month in revenue in business? How would that feel? I want to create that. Okay, let's start programming the mind and using some of these techniques I've learned to bring that about. And these techniques can be all different sorts of things. We can talk about them specifically, but there's journaling, there's transformational journaling that you could do. There is self-talk you can do. There is tapping or scripting. You can do self-hypnosis. I'm also certified in hypnosis, which is the coolest thing ever. There's all these different modalities or techniques that you can do. And there's some simple ones. You don't need to be like super into hypnosis to do this for yourself. Journaling, and there's simple techniques you can do that. We can talk about a few of those that you can actually use to program your mind. You have the power to write and code in your mind the reality you want to create in your life. And I think that is the work. Like, if I were to pick one thing that I really, really want to leave behind and people to understand, is that they have the ability to program their own minds every single day. And whether or not you are taking control of it and doing it intentionally, you're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
Which is the crazy part. It's the scary part, because like, you might be programming your mind in ways you don't want to actually program your mind, which is what I was actually doing a year ago. and that's where the power lies. So that's how I got interested in neurolinguistic programming. And I just wanted to give a quick 411 and how this is all connected and how it works.
Yeah. Well, and I think it's fascinating. So I have to ask that. And so last year you said that things were kind of crumbling for you. So like, what was in your mind and what did you have to do to rewire it to get to where you are right now?
So I had the dialogue in my mind for many months. I think, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5, 6 months, where I kept saying to myself, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. And
intriguing.
It came from, again and again. I literally said it to my friends. I said it to my husband, to really anyone that I was talking to about this shift that I was experiencing. We were losing clients. I was losing team members. We had months in the red. Like, we didn't have months like that, consecutive months like that, for a long time. Honestly, ever. If I had to say, in the history of the business, we've been profitable. If we had a down month, we turned it around the next month. Yeah. But that's not what happened last year. And so it was a hit to the ego, a hit to my confidence. Yeah. And I was just like, wait, maybe I'm not cut out for this anymore. Maybe this was my one shot. I'm a one shot wonder. I can't do this again. Like, this was the end. I think part of me, there's this like imposter syndrome inside of me, this little like monkey brain that's like, oh, you finally reached it. Like, that was it. That was your last time you had it in you. Like, that's all you got. Your luck just ran out. And I say that because I think maybe some people listening
totally.
Like, oh, that was the last good podcast episode I had in me. I don't have anything else to say.
I'm done. Yes. Well, and you're so right. Like, how many times in our lives have we heard other people say that? Or I don't know what I'm doing. Right. Like, you saying that, like, I felt that before. Like, there's so many people that feel that way.
100%. It's just such a human experience to get into a place and you feel like, what is it for? You don't know how the dots connect anymore. And I think part of that is we change all the time.
Yeah.
And sometimes we're changing, but the things we're working on, our work or our what we go do every day when we show up to our desk, is not changing. And so suddenly you have this weird experience where you're a completely different person who's like maybe beyond what you're spending your time on every day. And that's kind of where what happened to me. I was like, wait, I don't want to show up to clients anymore. I suddenly had many, many clients that were thrust on me. I had to be in full meeting days. I don't want to do this anymore. I haven't done this for a long time. And I don't feel actually aligned to doing it every day. This way of running business does not feel good. And so that's kind of what led to, I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Why am I even doing this anymore? And so this dialogue kept going on and on in my mind. And the things that helped me the most were, one, because I did come out of it.
Yes, you did.
One, creating space for quiet, which I surprisingly found in the sauna. We got the sauna and I hadn't really used it very much. It's just like a two-person sauna, really tiny. But there's something magical about being in extreme heat by yourself with your own thoughts and just quiet. Because like when you close a sauna door, silence.
Yeah.
It's even better if no one else is there with you.
Yes.
And you stay there. I forced myself to be there for 20 minutes because that was really difficult for me. For me, being in heat for that long, extreme heat is very challenging. So it allowed me to really force myself to sink into the now, to breathe, to drink water. And I did that daily for a long time. So I created quiet for myself. The second thing I did was, and part of that was just like silencing all the noise.
Yeah.
Maybe not spending time with certain people, maybe not listening to certain types of content. So I had to silence all the noise first. Then I started to tap into some of those modalities I was telling you about earlier. Journaling was something I did very intentionally because once I recognized, oh, this dialogue of I don't know what I'm doing with my life is actually not who I am. I was just shocked when I heard myself one day saying that. I was like, wait a second, who is this person?
Yeah.
Like, this isn't what I say. This isn't how I operate. This isn't me. So I had to then realize, okay, wait, it's time to flip the script. We have to rewrite that. For me, one of the easiest ways to do that is to sit down with a journal and future pace where I want to go in life. So I started to write and I let my mind go wild on this. Like, okay, if I lived my dream life, 6 months from now, what would that look like? What are my days like? Who am I spending time with? What does work feel like?
Yeah.
And what do I talk about? Like, what is my mind thinking on a regular basis? And I just started writing and writing and writing and writing. And so I did this from time to time. I would say like once every few days, I did this scripting exercise. I call it future pacing. Anyone can do this. All you have to do is write about a point in the future the way you want it, as if it has already happened, as if it is the past. And that's really important. You have to write about in the past tense because your brain does not know the difference between now and the past and the future. So if you trick it to think that the thing you're writing about is already done, it will do everything it can to make that to be true because our minds are lazy. They just want to do the least work possible to get the result we keep telling it to get.
So can you give us an example of either something that you wrote down or something that someone could write down to help with that framing?
So one of the things I really wanted to bring into reality was space in my day because I was feeling like I didn't have space and I was struggling to find that space for myself with obligations that I had, you know, running our household, other things that we were working on, travel, just and work stuff too.
Yeah.
It was a lot. And I felt like there was a lot that was required of me. So I started future pacing, talking about my days. My days feel spacious. My days feel expansive. I have room for fun and room for things for myself every single day. I wake up and I don't feel rushed. I feel really spacious as I'm starting out my day. And my meetings only start after my lunch, after I've done my workout, after I've taken care of myself. And it feels so good. Our clients are really wonderful clients. We have only 5 clients right now, and they're all 5-figure per month clients, and they're allowing us to really focus on what we're good at. And we have calibrated our team to be the right group of people to support those clients. And everything's working like a well-oiled machine. And I am finally at peace. I have that freedom in my business to operate the way I want to. I have that freedom in my life and I'm able to at any point in time, take myself out on a matcha date and not feel guilty about it. And that feels so good. I'm really proud of myself for allowing this to become my reality.
Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. That's why for the last 3 to 4 years, I have been drinking AG1 every day, no exceptions. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel energized and ready to take on the day. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers my daily dose of vitamins, minerals, and probiotics. It's a powerful, healthy habit that's so simple.
As someone who is all about self-love, confidence, and taking care of themselves, AG1 has been a staple in my household. I drink AG1 first thing in the morning, even before I have my coffee. I just have a glass of cold water, add one scoop of AG1, stir it up, and I'm ready to go. If I'm running short on time and can't mix my AG1 before heading out, I grab a travel pack. Each has an individual serving of AG1 that's easy to mix on the go, because ensuring I get my daily nutrition is important no matter what. If there's one product that I would recommend to you to elevate your health, it's AG1. And that's why I've partnered with them for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free one-year supply of vitamin D3 plus K2 and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first purchase exclusively at drinkag1.com/theconfident. Again, that's drinkag1.com/theconfident. So go check it out and take control of your health. As a host of this podcast, I wear many other hats, including an ACC coach, which stands for Associate Certified Coach through the International Coaching Federation. I have gone through extensive learning and have been coaching individuals for years. I have had a front row seat at watching people transform, grow in their careers, take control of their careers, and become intentional, gain confidence, and more. I believe in the transformative power of self-discovery and personal and professional growth. If you are ready to grow either in your personal or professional life, break through limiting beliefs, and step into a life of confidence, I would love to support you. As a certified coach through ICF, I have the knowledge and expertise to coach you and help guide you on your journey. To work directly with me, visit lisatarkington.com/coaching. Again, that is lisatarkington.com/coaching to sign up for your free consultation. I cannot wait to help you become a better version of yourself.
Love, love. And I think that that's the reason why I wanted you to even share a little bit of that is because we hear people say, like, talk to the future, do all this. But it's like, okay, got my paper out. Now what? Mm-hmm. And so you painting that picture is just like beautiful because like, I'm like, oh yeah. Okay. That as you were talking, it's so funny. I was like, wait, is she telling me that that's what she's doing now? Or like, exactly. Like I couldn't even tell. And I think that that's beautiful. And I'm proud of you for like even starting to do that. So okay, so like what, do we get to hear like the to be continued now? Like, do we now get to hear it?
Left you on a cliffhanger. So the second thing I just want to talk about is another practice that is really powerful that I did more regularly. And it's this morning manifestation practice, which is if you don't feel like journaling, if getting a journal out and getting a piece of paper out feels like a lot, because to me right now, most days it does.
Yeah.
Go find a friend who is very like-minded. And my friend that I do this with is Alex, who you know as well.
Oh, awesome.
We all went to our surf retreat together.
Yes.
So she and I, every morning, we will send each other a voice note. And we use Voxer. Voxer is a really great voice noting tool because it allows you to play at 2x, 3x, 4x. And listen to each other really fast. So what I will do is I will share what I'm grateful for that day. And I do this every morning. What I'm grateful for that day, what my day was like as if it already happened. So future pacing this one day. And some point in the future, 1 week from now, 2 weeks from now, 2 years from now, whatever it is, I future pace that moment. And I say it just like I just did with you a minute ago. And she sends hers to me. We listen to each other's and then we amplify each other's manifestation, essentially. Awesome. We amplify each other's script into our future lives. So how do we do that? We just, when I'm listening to her, I'm putting my makeup on. I'm running, like doing my day.
Yep.
I don't know. I actually don't even remember. Like, wait, is that actually true? I don't know. I like my brain starts to think it's true. So my brain is also amplifying her scripting into her reality. And vice versa. And so what I do is I just affirm that. I say, oh, it was such a good day. It was so spacious. All the meetings were great. The team's running really well. You had an amazing vacation. It was so luxurious. You and your husband are having the time of your lives. You're more in love than ever before. And so I'm amplifying her life and she's doing the same thing for me. And when you do that for each other, it is truly magic. Because now we're not only taking advantage of programming the mind, but we're giving the mind evidence from somebody else, which doesn't often happen. And we often believe other people more than we believe ourselves. So when you get it from someone else, that makes it even more powerful. And so this exercise takes a few minutes a day, but I love doing the least for the most right now in my life. And this is one of the least for the most things that you can do to really change your life forever if you find a way to do this and find the right person to do this with. So
love, incredible. And I love that you're doing it with Alex. So that like makes it so much better.
Yeah. But now let me finish my story.
Okay, cool.
I just needed to share that.
Yes, no, I love that.
So I created a lot of space for myself and I started to really sink into these practices. Just these few that I'm telling you about. I didn't do a lot of hypnosis at that time. I did meditate and I focused a lot on my health. So a lot of like me things, as you can see, because that's all I could muster. And slowly, as I was being in the space of I don't know, which I don't know, sometimes can be hard to be in, but it's required. That place of the soupy, messy middle is important. That void, I like to call it a void. It's very important for you to start figuring out, noticing, like, because in a void, I always imagine a void like the upside down in Stranger Things, where it's like nothingness and then like weird random things coming at you at the same time. And when those weird random things come at you, some of those things are actually not weird and not random. Mm-hmm. And you start to pick them up. And so for me, I started to experiment in this messy middle. And one of the things I experimented with was starting a coaching container. I did a small masterclass. I don't even remember what it was called now. I did a masterclass in the fall with a few people that have been following me who want to scale their agencies. I experimented with real estate. We were thinking about growing our real estate portfolio. So we started looking at houses and I started running the numbers and doing the math. I was like, maybe I will start a real estate business. Who knows? So really off the wall ideas.
Yeah.
Then I came across the podcast idea of like, hey, what if I really loved podcasting before? I had a podcast called The Six Figure Freelancer. Best thing ever. What if I did that again? And then could I reimagine my business that I have already? That was another thing. So at the end of it all, after I experimented with all these things, what felt right for me at that point was completely rebuild the business in the way I want to live my life that supports me every single day and has created a great environment for my team. Like I want to just prioritize my needs and my team needs and make sure our clients get good work and everything else. Like we canceled our weekly meetings, our weekly Monday meetings. Like this is a waste of time. Yeah. We don't do one-on-ones every week. We do one-on-ones on a monthly basis. Like just all the stuff, the fluff. Yes. I was like, get rid of it all. Cause it's not, no one actually wants to do it.
Yeah.
So we reimagined our work, reimagined my business. And then I was like, you know what? If I could just think and talk and share all day long and make money doing that, I would love to do that. Or actually even not make money doing that. I just want to share what I'm learning with the world. And that is how Unsubscribe, my podcast, was born. And it was the, like, we launched in January 11th this year, 2024. Yeah. It was like the culmination of the past 12 months. And that's how the podcast was born.
I love that. And also, like, I think one of the things I hear a lot from people that are going through the what do I want to be when I grow up? That's what I call it. Like, what do I want to do? What do I want to be when I grow up? Is I think it's so great that you reflected. You took the time to reflect. Like, obviously, life didn't stop, right? Like, you still had to do all the things. So I love to remind people, like, I know that we all just can't go to paradise and be like, let me, like, think all day. Like, we'd love that. Honestly, some people can do that. But I, like, have never been able to when I'm in those moments. But I will say that it's then testing things out, but then making those changes. And I don't know about you, but every time that we've made a change in my organization – because someone spoke up or because I spoke up of the life that we wanted to live and how it kind of all played together, everybody in the room is just like, oh, thank goodness. Like, I'm glad we're changing these things. And then I show up better. They show up better. But it's the one thing that I talk about a lot, too, is change is hard. And so you have to have the right people that are willing to be changing with you.
Yeah, it's so true. And sometimes those changes require some people saying this is not for me anymore, which can be really hard.
Yeah.
But I think that's so right. A lot of times when we finally do speak up or finally say something or finally make the change, everyone wanted it all along.
Totally. Yeah. And so like when you're going through all of these things, when you're rewiring your brain to be more confident or just anything, how have you overcome the fear that might come out with these types of things? Because obviously it's very easy to be like, well, this is what I want, and then tell yourself all the reasons why you can't do it at the same mm-hmm. time, right? Mm-hmm. Or like, that's for that person, but not for me. Like, it's very easy to get into that downward spiral and the negative spiral. So what have you done to really make sure that you overcome those obstacles?
So I've really dug into this a lot lately because of showing up in a big way right now, online, on the podcast. The crazy thing is, and I'm realizing that more and more, is if your fear is stopping you from going and doing the thing that you know you need to do, that you really want to do, that means your why isn't big enough. That means you don't have strong enough conviction to do that thing, because it's not strong enough. It can't withstand all of the things that your monkey brain tells you every single day. So if that's happening to you, you have to go back to your purpose, the why behind this. And I don't like using the word purpose because I feel like I often scoff at that, like, oh, purpose, find your purpose, find your passion, blah, blah, blah. But it is important to find a deeper reason to drive you. So I'm doing unsubscribe. I'm spending money on this every week. I'm not making a single dime back from the podcast right now. I would like to one day, because I think making money is fun and I want to do that, but that's not my purpose anymore. My purpose is the concept of unsubscribe is not just one tiny concept. It's not a one-off thing. It is a way of living. It is me going through my life and seeing, oh, that person has decided that running a business is hard. Scaling is hard. Running a multi-million-dollar business is going to eat up their life and they're not ever going to have time. And that's how they want it to be. And they're trying to tell me that that's how my life is going to be. Actually, I choose not to believe that. I choose to opt out of that belief. Or you go look at someone else like, oh, marriage is really hard. Like, you really give up yourself. You sacrifice who you are. And you have to give yourself up for this person. You're not going to have a life because you just have to clean the house. If you're someone who identifies like me as a woman and you'd fall into more traditional roles, you have to clean the house and they don't appreciate you. Okay, maybe that's your reality of marriage. That is not my reality of marriage. And I choose to unsubscribe to that. And all of these thoughts and beliefs, another one, a lot of people in our lives are at the point where they're having kids. People will tell you like, oh, having kids is going to change your life forever. You're never going to go back. You're never going to have time to yourself ever again. Well, is that actually going to be my truth? Do I have to believe that when it's my time to do that? No, I opt out of that. Thank you for sharing your experience, your reality with me, but I opt out of that. And I just find myself doing this time and time again. When someone says something and I just feel like a little inside of me, I'm like, oh, actually, I'm gonna unsubscribe to that. Thanks for sharing that. But going through my mental inbox and I'm just clicking unsubscribe.
Yes.
That is so important. Like, if I could share this with everyone and everyone got it, I think the world would be a better place. And that is what drives me. So that's my why. And you need to find your why, because my why is bigger than my fears. I know that I'm making videos right now and reels online, and I'm sure there are people out there that think my stuff is cringe. I don't really care. They probably think I look stupid. I don't really care. They probably are like, why is she doing this? Her content doesn't make sense. She's just like some random person saying another thing that I don't necessarily care about. Great. You can opt out of listening to me if that's the case. Or maybe these are just fears in my mind that I've made up. Either way,
yeah,
I'm tapped into my why. And that's what allows me to keep moving forward.
Love that, especially because every day I feel like in my coaching and what we do at my nonprofit is we are teaching people like to find that greater power and to have that purpose. And it's so intriguing when people have that aha moment, how much bigger it is. So love that. And I love that for you and just for the audience to hear all of these things today, because I'm already like, oh, my team's going to love when I send them this one and they're going to tell me all the things that they're going to be implementing in their life, which I think is important, right? Like, we always, many people that are subscribed subscribing to our podcast are ones that are looking to get out of those ruts that they're in, to have those greater experiences. So to close us out today, I cannot believe we're already finishing with this podcast. I have like so much more I'd love to chat with you on. But okay, so you have some actions that you can give to our individuals listening today. So give us those so that people can find you and learn more about your podcast too.
Yes, a few things. If you want to talk more about this in depth with me, go over to the app that you use, whatever you use, Spotify or Apple Podcasts, and subscribe to Unsubscribe. And you can find Unsubscribe by searching Unsubscribe and just type my name in, A-V-A-N-I, Avani, and you'll find me. Would love to hang out with you there. I'm always on Instagram stories, reels. Yeah, it's kind of where I hang out these days. And I love sharing what I'm learning with all of you. So you can find me online at Avani M. Jane. And I'd love to get to know you. Tell me you found me through the Confident Podcast. It'd be so much fun to connect. And I have a goodie for you because I know that starting something new can be a little bit unfamiliar, a little bit hard to do. So I put together some journaling prompts for you if you want to actually unsubscribe to things in your life. And I believe I sent the link to you,
yep,
Lisa.
I'll put it in my show notes. Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I will double check if I did not. It's avanimiriala.com/unsubscribe, but we'll put in the show notes.
Oh yeah, I'm already subscribed to it, so we're good.
It is a free Notion journaling template set. So I walk you through, I even have a video in there of how I do it. I want to demystify this process for you. We talked a lot about this. I gave you easy ways to do it, but like, even though I did that, I know it's hard to take the first step. So here is something you can literally fill out, listen to the steps I walk through, and just do it. Try it. You can do it for something small. You don't have to unsubscribe to all the big things. We don't have to unsubscribe to the patriarchy yet. or dismantle and put it back together. So that's a big topic for another day. It's going to take some more time.
Yes.
But you can unsubscribe to the small things that feel really difficult that are weighing you down right now. Unsubscribe to, you know, having difficulty saying no to someone because you know, don't want to spend time with them, don't want to hang out with them anymore.
Yeah.
Actually, I say that small. That's not small either. But you can see, you can unsubscribe to small or big things. You can unsubscribe to putting off your workout another day. You can unsubscribe to that. And so take the templates that I have. You can copy them to your Notion. If you want to do it online, you can, or you could just do it on your journal. And that's a great way to start and start your journey of unsubscribing.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being on this podcast. Everybody tuning in, I know that you took away so many great things. And I think one of the biggest things throughout all of this is thinking about what do you want, and really working to rewire your brain to have those things in your life that you want, because we are all deserving of what we long for, especially when we're aligning it to our purpose. So everybody that is listening in, continue to spread love and kindness to everybody that you meet, and have a great day. Thank you for tuning into The Confident Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, follow The Confident Podcast on Instagram and TikTok, and share it with those who might benefit. Also, if you are looking to work one-on-one with me, message and follow me on Instagram at Lisa Tarkington Official. Stay confident, stay inspired, and until next time, keep striving to be the best version of yourself. Take care.